Chuck Oliver here with College Football Today, and we have seen the headline. Baylor fires head coach Art Briles. There are times you see a headline and there is so much intrigue and uncertainty and disbelief, you have to read the rest of the story. When you consider what Art Briles took over when he was hired in December of 2007, a Baylor program with 12 consecutive losing seasons, he took that program and turned it into consecutive Big 12 championships and a deserved spot in the first ever college football playoffs that eventually went to Ohio State. When the headline is Baylor fires that head coach, it tells you how horrific and unbelievable the details of what had been going on the Baylor campus must be. Domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and the choice on an organized, systemic, university level to ignore or in some cases discourage allegations against football players. When you take over a college football wasteland like Art Briles did at Baylor and you turn it into conference championships, plural, a school fires that head coach, it's every bit as bad as anyone has imagined. With College Football Today, I'm Chuck Oliver.